Chris, remind us what this bill would have done if the governor had not vetoed it.
The bill would have prohibited building new wind turbines of a certain height within 56 miles of the Pax River Naval Air Station before July of next year. And the idea was that that would give time for this MIT study to be finished, looking at the impact on the Naval Air Station. Basically, it was designed to stop the Great Bay Wind Project in Somerset County. It came from Southern Maryland delegates where the base is. They were concerned that the turbines across the bay would interfere with radar signals from the base and that that might mean the base would think about relocating and taking their jobs with them.
Why did he do this? Why did he veto it?
Well, because he wanted to protect the project. I mean, Pioneer Green Energy is the company that's building these turbines, and they've said they're not interested in moving forward with the Somerset County project with this kind of red tape. And this is a big project with big economic impact. We're talking about $200 million investment in the county, hundreds of construction jobs, you know, a huge bump to tax revenues and extra money for the farmers who lease their land for the turbines. In his letter explaining his veto, O'Malley said that naval officials from Pax River and the folks from Pioneer Energy had been working on an agreement to essentially turn off the wind turbines when they're running radar tests. So he said it's not actually addressing a real issue. But he also said that the bill was missing the point, that the real threat to the Navy base is climate change. And so he said that these wind turbines will help ameliorate that climate change and essentially save the base in the long term.
You know, Chris, it occurs to me that it works nicely with O'Malley's interest in green everything. At the same time, what he's doing here is really sort of going right in the face of Congressman Hoyer, who was worried about what impact it might have on the naval station.
Right. You saw a lot of powerful interests sort of congealing around this bill to delay this project and essentially say, you know, look, we are protecting this base. We are, you know, standing up for it. Not only do you have Steny Hoyer, but you also have Senator Barbara Mikulski. You have Ben Cardin. And on the state level, John Bohannon from St. Mary's County, who is on some powerful budget committees. You have Mac Middleton, who chairs the Senate Finance Committee. I mean, you have all these powerful players who are opposed to it. And on the other hand, though, you have O'Malley, who's looking at his legacy, who's looking at a 2016 presidential run, and who has this track record of promoting alternative energy. He's committed the state to get 20% of its energy from renewable resources by 2022. And so, you know, it's something that he's really promoted as a success of his administration. I think something that he wanted to preserve.
Well, you know, Chris, this comes under the heading of it's not over till it's over, because the assembly could come back and try to override his veto. What likelihood do you think there is of that?
Likelihood, I'm not sure, but it would have to happen before January. They'd have to get 3/5 of both sides of the legislature to approve it. And in the first place, they'd have to petition themselves back into session.
Okay, Chris, I guess we'll have to leave it at that. Thank you.
Sure thing.
With Christopher Connolly, I'm Fraser Smith for 88.1 WYPR.